Football and opera, two words not usually connected, but that is Morris Robinson's career transition. Karen Grigsby-Bates from NPR's Code Switch team met Robinson recently when he performed here in Los Angeles, and he told her how he went from the football field to the opera stage.
Morris Robinson grew up in a musical family in Atlanta. His dad was a Baptist minister, and they sang gospel and popular tunes at home. If you ask him if he knew opera as a child, he'd say no. But then he mentions this.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
You know, when you're listening to Wagner, you hear that dum-ba-da-da-da-da. You're like, wait a minute, that's Kill the Wabbit, you know?
As a child, Robinson liked singing. He sang in the Atlanta Boys Choir at his church and in his high school chorus, but he loved playing football.
You know, you're a big black guy down south in Georgia. You play ball. That's like your rite of passage.
This big black guy went to the Citadel Military College on a football scholarship and was a three-time All-American. But he wasn't big enough to go pro, so after graduation, he went into corporate sales. While working in Boston, still missing music, he was accepted into Boston University's prestigious Opera Institute. He was older than most of his classmates.
To start at 30, I realized that the stakes were high because I risked a lot and gave up a lot to pursue this, so I took it very seriously.
And there was a lot to take in.
It's like drinking water out of a fire hydrant. There's so much coming at me. Languages, style, stage comeback, stage position, reading music at a high level, vocal production, all these things that I never knew. I'm just like soaking it all in.
His diligence paid off. Robinson has sung with opera companies in New York, San Francisco, and Sydney, to name just a few. He starred in the Houston Grand Opera's production of Showboat. Even while flourishing in opera, he never lost his love of gospel.
Going home, going home, Lord, I'm going home.
Another type of sacred work brought him to Los Angeles recently.
One of my favorite pieces of music is the one I'm doing here. The Verdi Requiem is like my favorite oratorial piece. It's dramatic. It's everything you want to hear when you go hear grand opera.
And Grant Gershon, the L.A. Master Chorale's artistic director, believes Robinson was the right choice.
There's simply nobody I can think of who is more ideal to sing the incredible bass solos in the Verdi Requiem than Morris Robinson. It's the combination of the size of the voice. I mean, this is a huge instrument. But it's also the artistry that he brings to it and the personality.
Robinson hopes his personality and voice will bring a more diverse audience to opera. He says he saw a hopeful sign of that a few months ago.
I met a guy up in New York. There was a young brother, tatted up, hat on backwards, wife beater, black car, tinted windows, chrome rims. And I'm walking across the street because I thought I heard something. So I walked right to his window and I was like, is that the Locri Mozart Requiem? And he couldn't hear me. He says, what'd you say, dog? And I was like, Lacrimosa, Mozart Requiem. He said, oh yeah. I was like, all right.
Morris Robinson says he's more than all right with the roles he's sung and the places he's sung them. The one role he has steadfastly refused during his 17-year career, and that many think he's perfect for, was Porgy in Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
I'm a big black opera singer. I'm supposed to be singing Porgy and Bess. I didn't want to be typecast into that early in my career.
Now, with his career firmly established, Robinson finally has agreed to sing Porgy this fall in Milan at La Scala. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.